I guess to start off, why did you decide to reoffer in the 2021 election?
Well, I wanted to reoffer because I wanted to continue the progressive leadership that we've brought to St. John Rossi over the last 6 years. I mean, I wanted to enter politics back in 2015 because I felt that, you know, the previous Conservative government really didn't pay attention to St. John Rossi, and you could see that by the lack of spending. So I was determined. I mean, I have a business background. I'm driven to pursue projects and see them through. And I think the results speak for themselves. I mean, there's triple the investment in St. John Rossi over the last 6 years compared to the previous government. You see infrastructure investment really every street you go on. I mean, you see road work, you see waterfront work, you see flood mitigation work, you see work in the courthouse, etc. And I want to continue that. I want to continue the progressive leadership. I want to continue to be an advocate for, you know, those that need a champion. And certainly, first and foremost, the thing I'm most proud of that our government is rolling forward is $10 a day daycare. That is going to be transformational for thousands of families in St. John Rossi. It'll, you know, be a big boost to our economy. It will let, you know, caregivers go out and, you know, take jobs and contribute to the economy. And that's what Liberals believe in. We believe in, you know, good government with good transformational projects can change people's lives. And you know, the Canada Child Benefit has lifted thousands of families in St. John Rossi out of poverty. We have our $10 a day daycare. We have our poverty reduction strategy. We're investing heavily in housing with the St. Vincent's Project, with the Wellington Project, with the Victoria Street Project. And, you know, even the youth employment strategy programs through One Change and the Human Development Council, we've invested over $5 million to, you know, give youth that need a hand that second chance. And I'm really, really proud. And I certainly want to continue the progressive leadership that we've given St. John Rossi over the last 6 years.
Now, what have you been hearing as you go door to door during this campaign and as people are contacting you, whether it be by phone or email or social media? What are some of the big issues and concerns that you're hearing?
Well, the first and foremost, the thing I hear at doors is that people appreciate the work that I do. Appreciate the work that Team Long does with Jeanette Arsenault in our office. We are riding first. We stand up for the riding. You know, we represent St. John Rossi in Ottawa, not the opposite way around. I'm not a party guy. I'm not afraid to push against government. And, you know, we certainly hear that people appreciate that. People appreciate the work that myself and Jeanette did through COVID with the programs, with the support, you know, when quite frankly, other political offices were either shut down or missing, we stood there and we were there and took it really for 18 months to make sure that, you know, constituents in St. John Rossi had that support. And that's, you know, really what I'm most honored about is the fact that we were there in our riding's darkest hour. We stood and made sure people had support. We delivered programs, and we're certainly there to, you know, give comfort and answer questions.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, as we're going through the campaign, healthcare has become a big topic and one that's really come to the forefront during the election the pandemic, excuse me. Of course, New Brunswick facing a shortage of nurses and physicians like many other provinces. Understanding that, you know, healthcare delivery is really up to the provinces, what would you do to help address this shortage here in New Brunswick?
Well, first and foremost, we recognize that, you know, there's a crisis and, you know, we have a shortage of nurses. You know, people on the front lines of our healthcare system are overworked. They're overburdened. They have too many hours and they're not paid enough. And certainly I stand with nurses in this riding. I stand with, you know, the locals that are pushing back against the Hague government for more support. You know, on the federal side, what I'm advocating for and what we say we would deliver will be more targeted healthcare programs for St. John Rossi. We're going to spend billions over the next 5 years on mental health, direct mental health support, making sure that we have, you know, direct, you know, free support for those that need mental health help. We're also investing $3 billion to hire another 2,500 nurses, nurse practitioners, frontline LPNs to help alleviate the crisis. You know, again, my job is to go to Ottawa and advocate for the riding. And that's certainly something I advocate for really every day is the lack of, you know, health support for so many people in this riding. And I'm going to make sure we deliver and make it better.
Now, the pandemic has also had a huge impact on businesses, particularly those small and medium-sized ones, many of them forced to close, many of them forced to lay off staff. What would your party and you continue to do to help these businesses as we work our way to the other side of this pandemic?
Right. I think, and I'm very proud of what our government has done with respect to supporting businesses in the riding through COVID. I mean, the wage subsidy, the commercial rent relief, the CERB, the SEBA. These are programs that, number one, the conservatives thought were too generous to businesses, thought were too generous to constituents. And what I say to that is, sit in my office for a day and listen to the calls from businesses that needed support, that needed that SEBA loan, that needed the wage subsidy. I really don't know of a business that didn't benefit from one of those programs to keep their doors open, to keep cash flow going, and to keep them in business. And I'm really, really proud of the programs that we've rolled out, the programs that Team Long has advocated for the constituents and the businesses of St. John Rosse.
And what about for those middle-income families who have been impacted by the pandemic, whether that's, losing their job, having their hours cut, or, impacted one way or another?
Well, what we want to do for middle-income families is, we want to certainly offer support through, the CERB, the SEBA, extended EI, making sure that, families that have lost jobs, families that lost employment through COVID had government support. But one of the single biggest things our government wants to deliver is the $10 a day daycare for families right across this riding. And, I certainly am concerned when I hear somebody like Aaron O'Toole and the Conservatives say they want to cancel that program. They will cancel those agreements that have been signed right across the country. $10 a day daycare is going to be transformational for thousands of families to St. John Rosse, and we're going to continue to push and going to continue to implement that program.
Now, affordable housing has been another hot topic through this campaign. I mean, here in New Brunswick, we saw rent having the largest year-over-year increase of any province. What do you and the Liberals commit to doing to helping not only create more affordable housing, but help people that are struggling to get by when they're trying to find housing?
I'm doing it now, and we're going to certainly advocate for a national rent control policy. What's happening is an emergency in this riding. People are losing their homes. People can't afford to stay in their apartments. It is provincial jurisdiction. We do need the Higgs government to step up and solve this. But from the federal side, we're going to make sure that, we advocate for a rent control policy nationwide. We are going to ban rent evictions so that, landlords can't come in and renovate and evict people. And we're going to stand with tenants and, renters across St. John Rosse and make sure that we can offer the support that we can federally, but also push the Higgs government to act and, help people that are in need here.
And lastly, a recent study from the UN IPCC sounded a code red for humanity. They're warning that global warming is dangerously close to spiraling out of control. So what would you and the party do to help continue to address climate change and its impacts?
I don't think there's a scientist that's looked at our plan nationwide that doesn't say the Liberal plan is the best plan for us to achieve an ultimate net zero. I mean, we have a goal by 2030 to reduce carbon emissions by 45%. Net zero by 2050, increased grants and incentives to buy electric vehicles. We are investing heavily in active transportation so people can have walking trails, bus routes. And, I push against a party, the Conservative Party, that couldn't pass a resolution that said climate change was real. We are a coastal community. Nobody will feel the effects of global warming and climate change more than St. John Rosse, and we need climate action, and our party is the party that most experts across the country agree can get the job done.